And so these two exhibits, 101 and 103, are we talking about the left footprint?
Yes.
State exhibit 103, do you know what's the suspect, who the suspect was that gave you that image?
Yes, the name on the exemplar was S.R. Met.
Tell me how you go about in attempting to do a comparison. What are you looking at?
One of the things we look for is the familiarity. The first thing we'll do is we'll look at the unknown to see if there's sufficient amount of characteristics, so to speak, that are present in order for us that this print would be of value for comparison purposes.
I'd like you to use that laser pointer and point to exhibit 103. And you just, as you're looking at this photo, tell me what you're looking at, what you're seeing.
In 103?
Excuse me, 101.
101. When I initially looked at it, I could see that there were these smaller portions out here on the edge, and they lined up in a fashion that appeared to be toes. It also had this circular imprint around the bottom part that actually appeared to be a heel. So I pretty quickly came to the conclusion that this did have the appearance of being a footprint.
In particular, a left foot?
Yes.
And why do you say that it's a left foot?
From the orientation, the fact that the toes were angling in this direction gives me the indication that it did come from the left foot.
Now, as you look at a photo, I assume you can enlarge and shrink the photo. So how do you compare a photograph to an exemplar? What's the process that you go about trying to do that?
Well, the next step is, because we have, one of the main things that we have to do is, because there's a scale in the photo, I can actually take that scale, and using the computer, I can create a life-size image of the actual imprint that is on the carpet.
Why do you do that?
So that I'm comparing like size to like size.
Apple style.
Correct.
And in particular, you're using that exhibit 101 to compare to exhibit 103.
Correct.
Were you able to draw some general conclusions with regards to this?
Yes, I took several measurements. Going back to the first image, the unknown image, I took several measurements. From the heel to the top of the toe, across the width of the ball area, across the width of the heel. I documented all of those measurements in my notes. And so I actually had something to work with at that point.
What did you do then?
At that point, there wasn't, because I could not see any ridge detail, what we might look for in a finger or palm print. I was pretty much done. That's as far as I was able to go at that point.
You talked about ridge detail, so we're very familiar with fingerprints, but are there toe prints?
Yes, the ridge detail that we have on the palmar surfaces of our hands is also the same on the solar surfaces of our feet, so we do have that ridge detail, and it's every bit as much comparable and identifiable as fingerprints are.
So, had I put my foot up here on this podium, you could have gotten a footprint from me.
Possibly, yes.
Just as if I had put my fingers on that.
Yes.
Do do you have the similar type of difficulty with comparing fingerprints on a nice, solid, smooth surface here at the podium versus a carpet and a plush carpet?
Yes.
And you would have with placing the hand versus placing the foot.
Yes, again, the detail is going to be is a lot harder to see. It tends to want to dissipate out into the fibers and things.
And with regards to State Exhibit 101, do we see any type of ridge detail?
No, not at all.
Because it's from carpet?
Yes.
Were you able, however, to do a general comparison as to the size of foot, comparing it to Exhibit 103 and 101?
Yes, I was.
And what was your general conclusion with regards to the overall size?
My conclusion was that they were of similar, they were sufficiently similar characteristics to be possibly be from the same source.
When you say similar characteristics, what do you mean by characteristics?
Again, the measurements that I took. After I took the measurements of 101, I then set that aside and did the same thing with the known print in 103. Again, taking measurements from the heel area to the top of the tip of the large toe, across the widest part of the ball area, widest part of the heel area. Took those measurements and then I did a comparison of those measurements to each other.
And they were of similar value?
Yes.
You said that was the first image. Let's move to the second image that you looked at, which is found in State Exhibit number 102.
Yes.
And did you take Exhibit number 102, comparing it to Exhibit number 104?
Yes, I did.
And in particular, these two exhibits are in reference to a right footprint.
Correct.
Again, looking at State Exhibit number 102, can you tell us what we're seeing here?
Again, the image is not quite as clear as the last one, but it was still sufficient enough for me to be able to see, make out the fact that it was a foot imprint or impression into the carpet.
And I'm going to go back to this diagram in 101. So we have what you indicated, three potential prints, of which two were compared.
Yes.
And you mentioned that the print that we saw on the left foot was of a deeper color?
Yes, it just was of better clarity, slightly better clarity than the other.
Than the one on right?
Yes.
So the one on the right foot that you looked at was more faint.
Correct.
So looking at Exhibit 102, tell me what we're looking at here. It's very difficult to see, so you tell me what we're seeing.
Well, basically, again, you can see you can see that there's these very faint colored points within on the surface of the carpet. In this instance, sometimes we have at this point, what we have to do is, if it's very faint, we actually put it into the computer, and we can actually enhance it slightly to make it a little bit more visible, which is what happened in this case.
So you had the contrast, the light and darkness of
Correct.
An image?
And it, yes, and it makes it stand out a little bit easier for us to see.
And from that process, were you able then to draw some measurements from Exhibit 102?
Yes, I was.
Did you take those measurements and then compare it to State Exhibit 104?
I did.
I suppose you did measurements to 104, correct?
As well, yes.
Compared those two?
Correct.
What was your conclusion with regards to the right footprint found in Exhibits 102 and 104?
again, that there were sufficient amount of similarity made it reach the conclusion that it's possible that they came from the same source.
In Exhibit 102, was there any ridge detail that you mentioned in the sample perhaps?
No, I could not see any ridge detail.
In fact, it's very difficult to see the impression itself.
Correct.